And now the game where we like to invite very accomplished people onto the show to answer questions about things that they don't know anything about. Since 1981, Barney Frank has represented the 4th Congressional District of Massachusetts. Since 2007, he has been HAD Chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. We are honored to have him with us. Congressman Barney Frank, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
Had a good week?
Yes, it was a very good week.
It was a very good week. It was a very, very good week. Now, a lot of discussion, now that the Democrats have taken more seats in the House and in the Senate, and of course the White House, a lot of discussion is, Democrats are going to govern from the center or not. That's what Nancy Pelosi said. You come out, govern the center. I'm like, come on. So tell us the truth. What industry are you going to nationalize first?
The Alaskan Tourist Board.
Seriously, isn't there, I mean, I have been watching politics for a while, and I know that you guys were in the minority for a while, and the Republicans did not treat you, shall we say, with due deference. Bill O'Reilly famously, in a recent interview,
treated you rather rudely. He did, and I had a request. As you know, he calls his show the No Spin Zone.
Right.
And I'm lobbying to get him to accept it, a change to the No Spit Zone, so he won't foam at the mouth quite
right.
as often.
Fortunately, if I remember, you were in another studio, so you didn't get actually wet.
No, that's true. The lens got kind of spritzed.
But basically, you went on the show, and he was talking about the financial crisis, and he just started yelling at you. He called you a coward. He wanted you to confess to destroying the world or something like that you had done in your nefarious, all your powers.
Are those just your on-camera personas? Or, I mean, like off-camera, are you guys friends? Or?
No, I would not. I have nothing to do with him off-camera.
So right, I understand. Well, what about the other politicians, though? I mean, some people in the House said mean things about you, Blaine. But you got to go to work with these guys, and that's what I'm getting at. Are you able to put it all aside and do business with these guys, despite what they just said when they went on Fox?
It's a fact about being in a legislature, state legislature or Congress. We are, and this is a great part of democracy, I mean this seriously, we are each sent by a group of people. And we have a job to do working together. If you are not able, on occasions when you happen to agree, to work with people you despise, then you got to find another line of work. Because there are times when you just have to get together. That's the way you deal with it. That doesn't mean that if the chance comes when nothing is really at stake, you won't whack them.
Right.
But when you have to... sometimes you work together.
Right, I understand. But it's just business. It's just business. So I wanted to ask you as well about another personality, President Bush. We've been making fun of him for a while. The opportunity to do so will soon end. And I wanted to be nice to him. Have you met the president?
On about 6 or 7 occasions, yes.
And do you find him to be a pleasant person?
Oh, yeah. Look, most people in politics are pleasant because... It's hard to get people to vote for you if you are grumpy. I test that. Push the envelope
yes.
myself. Yeah, but
I believe they call it the Frank line.
Well, but,
as far
but
as you know.
No, most people are pleasant. The president's pleasant face to face.
Congressman,
yes.
Did he give you a nickname? He's kind of famous for that.
Yes, at first. I'm told my nickname was Sabretooth.
Oh. Really?
Yes,
that's so much flattering.
Wow, you got an X-Man name.
That's good.
I will tell you a story. I was standing outside the House chamber speaking to my boyfriend who's accompanied me here, and he walked by on his way to give the State of the Union. He was giving the State of the Union address, and he did these little jokey things people tell him I said hello. So I said, Jimmy, the president just said hello. So he was a little bit skeptical, but I had a witness say, yeah, it was him. And after the speech.
there you go.
Yeah, I thought that one sagged in the second act.
Yeah, well, the show was closing, so
yeah,
I'm very happy with that. But after the speech, I happened to run into him, and I said, by the way, the person you asked me to say hello to was my boyfriend. And he said, see how tolerant I am. But the nice thing about it was that we were saying this under a boom mic, and I'm told, I wasn't watching it, that Britt Hume almost swallowed his teeth when he opened
really? The president said to you, you said to the president, you just said hello to my boyfriend. And the president said, see how tolerant I am?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Setting,
I don't know.
And then he said,
setting the tone for Sarah Palin, who is also tolerant of us. And I, look, I want to give her this. She is apparently a lot more tolerant of me than I am of her.
Saber tooth, I love that. I just have to ask this, did President Bush have a nickname for your boyfriend?
No, I guess we should say hello to him.
I think it would have been great if you're Sabretooth and he's Tiger.
Even with the FCC not having decided, let's not go any further.
All right.
Congressman Frank, we have asked you here to play a game this week. We're calling...
You are a bold, fresh piece of humanity.
That...
Oh, no!
Yes!
No!
Yes, Charlie! That, of course, is the title of the recent memoir by none other than your very own BFF, Mr. Bill O'Reilly. The Fox News talk shows. So your job is to answer two questions correctly about Mr. O'Reilly's life and times. Do that, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Carl's voice on their home answering machine telling them to shut up. Carl, who is Representative Barney Frank playing for?
Well, the congressman is playing for Jack Duff in Scituate, Massachusetts.
There you are. First question. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
You're ready. First question. You may not know this. Mr. O'Reilly, among his many accomplishments, is a novelist. His 1998 novel called Those Who Trespass is about what? A talk show host, much like Bill O'Reilly, who becomes so beloved that he wins a write-in campaign to become president of the United States. B, a television news reporter, much like O'Reilly once was, who delivers violent vengeance upon all the people who had tried to thwart his career. Or C, a 50-something-year-old Irish guy, much like, oh, say, Bill O'Reilly, who has an exciting, passionate affair with a gorgeous Mexican exotic dancer slash gourmet cook.
Ooh.
Well, I have to go with B.
You're going to go with B, the guy who did his violent vengeance upon all those who tried to thwart him? Well, watch yourself, because you're right. That's what Those Who Trespass is about. And O'Reilly left his television news job after a dispute with his bosses, and the novel seems to be mostly a revenge fantasy. Okay, second question. Bill O'Reilly's new memoir, like I said, is called A Bold, Fresh Piece of Humanity, and in it, he talks about something that still, years after the fact, just makes him furious. What? A, that his first choice for a high school prom date turned him down. B, that the last episode of the TV series Seinfeld was so disappointing. Or C, that he wasn't selected as Massapequa, New York Little League Coach of the Year in 1989, despite leading his son's team to the championship.
Oh, I'll go with C.
You're going to go with C. Disappointed about not getting that trophy. No, actually, he was upset about Seinfeld. Went on about it for pages. He says that he thinks the last episode was not true to the characters and they should have broadcast a clips show instead, not understanding or realizing that they broadcast a clip show right before the final episode.
What is a clip show?
A clip show is when you just have clips of past episodes.
Clips of the show.
But isn't this like a memoir? Like,
yeah.
So this is part of his... memory experience
of the 90s.
Complaining about Seinfeld.
He just goes on about Seinfeld.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Well, it's
you know, it's something to talk about. All right, this is very exciting.
Oh, it's a tie. I mean, it's like
I know. If you get this right, you win. If you don't, you lose. Here we go. Last question. Mr. O'Reilly has many critics on the political left, but one giant of the right, Rush Limbaugh, also doesn't seem to like him. What did Rush Limbaugh recently say about him? Was it A, quote, I'm like the alligator, and he's the little bird who cleans my teeth for me. I could chomp him any time. B, quote, somebody has to say it. The man is Ted Baxter.
Oh, my God.
Or C, quote, Bill who?
The answer, which I read in the New York Times Sunday magazine, is B.
You're right. Well done. He called him Ted Baxter, a reference to the famously idiotic, pompous anchorman in the old Mary Tyler Moore show. Carl, how did Barney Frank do in our quiz?
He's the winner, Peter. Two correct answers, so the congressman wins for Jack.
Well done.
All right, Jack.
Well done. Congressman Barney Frank represents the 4th District of Massachusetts. He's the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee as well. Congressman Frank, thank you so much for joining us.